Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another exciting, explosive episode of Legacy Leaver Worldwide Empower Radio. And I'm continuing on the journey of the One Relationship series. Today, I'm your host, Ms. Sandra, who's just going to keep it real with you as we continue to travel down this road of real talk relationships. And so, again, if you're just tuning in, if this is the first time you've heard me live worldwide, I want to wish you again a happy 2013 to all. Now, I don't have much time, so I'm going to get right into it. Thank you again for joining me all over the world. I'm praying that this is really blessing you. I know I've heard a lot of things from my young adults out there. Thank you so much for your support. Ms. Sandra just continues to love on you so much. Continue to spread the good word as I continue to work on some things to expand. Got a lot of new things coming up. But I've learned not to open my mouth before it's time. Like Ecclesiastes 3, everything is made beautiful in its time. I'm learning to just be quiet, move forward in what he tells me to do, and then let people see the demonstration or let people see the evidence of it all. And so we're talking today about you have what you say. Just let that marinate just for a minute right there. You have what you say. And last week we talked about, well, who are you? Now we're talking about you have what you say. And it's so important that we, you know, really begin to get serious. If we're talking about, you know, being in a relationship with that special one, you want to make sure you're hooked up with the right one. And for me, coming from a kingdom aspect, you know, I picked, I don't know about anybody out there, maybe some of y'all could testify that, you know, you tried to pick who you wanted and it just didn't work out, and Lord, did you pay a hefty price? I know I did. You know, I'm a divorcee, and I've been divorced since 1996, but boy, did I pay for that wrong decision, Jesus. I'm like, oh, God, it was caught, you know, I was pregnant again. And it was just evolved really around lust. We really didn't take time to really get to know each other to see if we were even really compatible. And then, I'm going to be real. We as women, we try and make things work. We try, come on now, I'm going to be real. Ms. Sandra was trying to manipulate and really make things work when really God was saying, this is not the one for you. But since you're going to go head on and do what you want to do, I'm going to let you go head on and do it anyway. And it just really did not work out. We have a beautiful daughter. She's about to graduate in May from high school. But other than that, we had nothing. Not even, you know, as far as we just had nothing in common. And so thank God for his grace and mercy, his love and kindness and his forgiveness. And that was, like I said, back in 1996. But I took some time. I told God, you know, after that, and it was a horrible divorce, even before, during, and even after. It was just fighting and a lot. Some of y'all can resonate what I'm talking about, but I could not take all that baggage into a new relationship. I just had to take some time for myself and say, God, I really do not want to date anymore until I know I'm purposely ready for who you have for me. And so basically, I dated a little bit, maybe in the late 90s, early 2000s, but it was nothing really serious. I just, you know, it was just, I was in a place in God where I wanted to know who I was. And so we're talking about you have what you say, and we're going out of Mark 11, 22 through 24. And the reason I started there, because I have to start with this word right here. It says, have faith in God. Now, that's what the 22nd verse says. It starts off right there. Have faith in God. Now, if you're believing for a great mate, if you're believing for a wonderful, loving person in your life, first of all, you need to have faith in God that he will do it for you. Now, the thing about it is God has a perfect timing for everything, and sometimes we get antsy because we see everybody around us going on down the aisle and getting married, and we've been waiting for a few years now, and it's like, God, do you hear me? It ain't happened yet. Maybe I'll just go and make it happen. And Miss Sandra is warning you today, please don't go jump ahead of God. Don't jump ahead of his timing. You don't have to do nothing manipulative or crazy to try and get somebody. It wait on God. You're saying, well, I don't have that long to wait. I'd rather you wait and be blessed and be happy all the days of your life than to go and jump the gun or jump God's formula, trying to manipulate the equation and come up with your own solution and be miserable the rest of your life. And so the best thing to do is right now is have faith in God. And it says, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer. Let me go back up. Therefore, I tell you. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Maybe I need to read that one more time. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This is what Jesus is saying. Whatsoever you ask for in prayer, have faith, believe, stand on it, and it will be yours. See, you have to get that all in your spirit, in your mindset that, you know, you're believing for a great wife or a great husband, but you have to have faith for it. You have to believe that God wants to give you somebody really good, somebody that will be there for you and walk with you, and somebody that connects with you in the spirit. Don't get caught up on looks, because looks fade. I'm trying to tell you. Some of y'all know y'all was fine when y'all got married. Now, you know, might be a little balding on the top, a couple of love handles. You know, you might got a couple of spots now on your face, you know, but you want to make sure you are connected with someone that you know God has called you to be together, and you are connected in the spirit. Now, let's break that down. You shall have soever what you say. Now, if that person is married, that's not what you pray for. You don't pray to have somebody's husband or wife. That's not of God. You don't see that in the Bible. You don't pray for somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband. You don't do that. And y'all, you know, people that are engaged and getting ready to be married, you know, make sure before you say, I do, that this is who God says is for you. You don't want to make a rash decision based on trying to please everybody else. Well, this is who they say I should be, and they are a great person. But you know in your spirit, you know good doggone well, that is not who God says is for you. So you have a moment in time to go ahead and do the right thing so you're not stuck in something that you may regret the rest of your life. Because it says right here, what we're talking about, you have what you say. Now, we've got to be specific in our expectations, and I want to talk a little bit about that. And let's go over to Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you're wondering, okay, for some of you, you may not understand what that's talking about. So faith is the substance of things. So what are you expecting God to do? What do you have faith for? What are you believing for? Are you believing for, you know, it could be something substantial like a house. Are you believing for a job? Are you believing for, if you're married, are you believing to have your first child, a second child without any complications? What are you believing for? What do you have faith for? That's what the substance. What do you have faith for that you know only God can do? That's what draws God closer to move on your behalf is the faith. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now, you need that hope in the middle of or while you're walking that journey of faith of believing what you prayed about. Now, when is faith? Faith is now. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, you're not going to see what you're believing for. You're not going. You may not see it right away. So you have to have that faith to kick in to say, okay, I don't see it right away, but I know. According to his word, he said, whatsoever I say, whatsoever I pray about in faith, believe that I have it and I shall receive it. And so, therefore, God is not going to negate his word. He's going to perform his word. So whatever is sent out to do according to his word, it's got to manifest. And that's what you have to believe. You have what you say. So, ladies, if you're believing for a husband, if you're believing for a good husband, now you need to be specific. And I was listening to my apostle, Bishop Eddie Long. Shout out to my daddy. Hello, Bishop and Newberg. He was saying, name your expectations. What are you expecting God to do? What kind of mate are you desiring? I mean, are you just saying, God, I just want a good, godly husband? Yeah, thank you, in Jesus' name. Well, he gives you a good, godly husband, but this good, godly husband, you guys don't have anything in common. He may not want to pray as often as you do, or he may not want to travel. You like to travel, he don't. He like to be a couch potato. You may like to go to plays and stuff like that, and he can't stand the arts. Doesn't mean he's not a good man, but he may not be the man for you. So you need to name your expectations. You need to be specific. You got to think about it when you order your food. Some of us, we might just say we want a number one with a Coke. Thank you. But if you are specific about your food, there's certain things that you may not like in the order, but you want that dish. You may say you want something with tilapia, with the vegetables, but instead it comes with mashed potatoes. But you may not like me. I don't eat mashed potatoes all the time. I rather have rice pilaf. So I say, could you substitute the potatoes for the rice pilaf, please? And, you know, instead of a hard roll, can I get a supper or a corn muffin? For my drink, I may not want soda. I may want raspberry lemonade or raspberry iced tea. So you have to be specific. Otherwise, they're just going to say, oh, she just wanted to give you the order that you want. You didn't give no specifics. Some people are allergic to certain seasons, so they can't order a plate. If the plate comes with black pepper on it, on some of the certain types of vegetables or on the rice or the potatoes, they have to say, could you give me the dish but without the black pepper? Some of us, we want our dish, but we want things added to it. Y'all get my drift. So you're being specific in what you're expecting to come to your table. So that's how God said, look, you need to start naming your expectations. You want a good man, but what is a good man to you? Well, you may need a man, a praying man. You may need a man that knows how to go up in the 58th realm of heaven and touch God's heart. You may need a man that helps you to feel secure. You may need a man that knows about business aspects, because there's things in you that want to come forth, but maybe you just need a partner to walk with you and help get those things out of you. Whoever you connect with, and that's for you too, man, whoever you connect with, that ought to bring out the best in you. You ought to be going up to another level higher. That is a sign that you are with whom you're supposed to be with. If you're just remaining humdrum and at the same level, then you need to check your connections. Because it says here, he said, name your expectations. And then it says also in 11, Hebrews 11:6. Let's break that down, because all of this is based, again, on faith. You got to believe that God is going to do it for you. No matter how long you've been waiting for, I'm encouraging you today to keep believing that God has the best make for you. And I'm believing that God soon will show you demonstration. I'm not just talking to you, but I'm talking to me as well. I can't keep ministering to you every week around the world and then God doesn't do any demonstration for me. Guess what? My words will begin to like die. I'm like, well, dog, she keep talking about relationship, but she ain't got married. She don't have no friend. Why should I keep believing her? So I truly believe that God, just because he wants to demonstrate who he is through me, is getting ready to link me up with whomever I'm supposed to be with. And I've got some major great expectations. Now, again, we can't get caught up all on looks, like, oh, God, he's got to be 6'0", he's got to have a buff chest, and he needs to be musculous and everything, and he needs to, you know, have this certain swag, and, you know, he needs to be bow-legged, he don't need to be pigeon-toed, he needs to be smooth-footed, and he don't need to be knock-kneed, and he needs to drive this certain type of car, and he needs to have this certain type of clothes, and ooh, he need to wear that Versace. For all y'all that didn't understand what I just said, Versace's, that's what I call it, Versace, but I know it's called Versace. You know, he need to wear that Versace's cologne, because that just, ooh, I just love when he wear that Versace's. So, you know, all that is just, you know, material stuff. You know, that's great to want that for him, but you need to make sure that that man is connected to you in spirit. And the same thing for men, you need to make sure that woman connects to you in the spirit, because you might run into some rough things down the road. You need to know you got somebody that know how to go to God in prayer. You need to know that that person is not going to walk away from you as soon as trouble starts. You need to know that that person is going to be faithful to you, you know, through the good and the bad. You need to know if you end up getting sick or in a car accident, that person ain't going to wheelchair you off to yourself to live with your relatives. You need to know that that person's going to be with you through sickness and to help and health. And that's why I say you need to make sure you wait on God. Now, let's go down to Hebrews 11:6. And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So God wants you to continue to seek him. But in the midst of seeking him, you know, he knows what you desire. He knows what you want. But are you expecting him to do exactly what he says he's going to do? And that's why I love my apostle. He said, you know what, we just saying we expect the unexpected. Well, what are you expecting? If I was to ask you right now, well, what kind of husband are you expecting, ladies? If you take too long to answer me, then you don't even know what you're expecting. You just know you want to get married. Well, you need to know more than you just want to get married. You need to know who you want to marry. You need to know what's inside of you that will attract the right man. See, I had, during this time of preparation and on the prayer call, we talked about being refined in the fiery furnace, meaning that there were things in me that needed to be purged out that were no good for me. But at the same time, God was showing me insight and giving me wisdom of who I am. And so you need to know who you are. What is it inside of you that will attract? What is it inside of you that you know that that man needs? See, whomever I'm going to connect to, what's inside of me produces kings. And see, that was a hard thing for me, because I was like, you know, I'm kind of, you know, humble. But what it is inside of me, I attract folks in great leadership. I said, I know who I'm going to be attached to or going to marry, has a business savvy about them. I already know that because it's in me, and I keep attracting those people. I keep attracting entrepreneurs. Why? Because the entrepreneurship spirit is in my bloodline. It runs through my bloodline on both sides. Music, things that have to do with productions, theater, the arts, that runs on a base, mostly on my father's side, but it tends to go for both sides. I have people, cousins and uncles who used to DJ and DJ parties and make music and produce people. So all that runs in my bloodline. See, you need to know what's in your blood. I have pastors and preachers on both sides of my bloodline. So things that have to do with pastoralship and ministry, there's a prophetic anointing, a strong prophetic anointing and apostolic anointing that runs on both sides of the family. And so there's things that's in the bloodline that God wants to continue to flow through the bloodline down through generations. And you wonder why sometimes you're being attacked and you don't even understand why. It's because sometimes what's on the inside of you, the enemy don't want you to find out. He don't want you to do no cross-examination of who you are on the inside. He wants to leave you blind so you end up marrying the wrong somebody or you walk around living beneath what God called you to be. And so I wrote down my expectations, as my apostle said. You need to, one, name your expectation. That's what you need to start doing. You said, well, you should have what you say out of your mouth. So if you don't give God nothing to work with, or you say you just want a good man or a good woman, well, that's what you're going to get. And then you're sitting there, you're scratching your head because they're not doing anything that you would like them to, but you wasn't specific in your prayers. You need to be specific. You know who you are. You know where you're going. So you need to make sure that you pray specifically so that person that God sends your way will be all that you need to go to the next level. It says, one, name your expectation. What are you believing God to do in a supernatural way? What are you expecting God to do when it pertains to relationships? What do you want God to do? You need to name that. You need to take time for yourself. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. See, you need to get out of a thing. Well, you better just give who you can. Look, you got all them cheering, or you know, well, you've been married once or twice. You need to go ahead on and get. You say you're only about your girl, you need to go ahead on and get with you. No, or men, you think you don't deserve a queen because of maybe, you know, some of the things you did in your past. But let me tell you something. He said, any man that be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so if you keep hearing the old stuff and people keep, you know, trying to bring up your past, maybe you need to change your crowd and get around some new people that don't even really know you, and it will take time to get to know who you are now and not what you were then. I said something right there. Catch that. Number two, write it down. You need to write down your expectations. What are you expecting God to do? Not only do you need to name it, but you need to write it down. Number three, pray over your expectations. Get the word of God out and begin to pray over your expectations. Expect the unexpected. So God is not only going to give you your expected, but the word of God says he does exceedingly abundantly above. So he's going to give you something you ain't even expect. But because you are lining up and synchronizing yourself according to what he's told you to do, he's going to go above and beyond what you're expecting. Then it says continue to speak it forth. That's number four. You've got to continue to speak your expectations forth. You've got to continue to believe that. You've got to continue to have faith for it. And then number five, prepare to receive your great unexpected expectation. I'm going to read that one again. Prepare to receive your great unexpected expectations. You know, people get what you prepare for. So if you don't prepare for nothing, that's what you're going to produce, nothing. But if you're preparing for the right mate and you're believing God for the right mate and you're believing what your apostle says or your leader says and you're going step by step of what they say to do and you're listening to the Holy Spirit, then you ought to be expecting that and you need to prepare for it. Ladies, you preparing for that one? Well, you don't go out and try and find him. That's not what he told you to do, because that one is looking for you. He's looking for you. You have to recognize that you are his favor. First of all, you are his favor. You are a good woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:22, one of my favorite scriptures, is that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. It didn't say nothing about, you know, he found him, you know, all these derogatory words that are used to describe a female in a derogatory way. No, you are not that. You are highly favored. You are good, girl. You are good. He didn't just make you from the ground or from the dirt. He formed you from the man. He took you from the rib, and he formed woman out of man, and he made you good. Adam, you know what Adam did when he woke up? He said, oh my God, I wish I could have been there. when I saw Adam open his eyes. I wish I could have just been there and just seen his face when he looked at Eve, because he said, "Ooh, gee, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Jesus, amen. Let's do the ceremony. Let's go on our honeymoon. Let's get it started. Amen. Amen. You are good. You are highly favored, ladies. And guess what? Even though that man may be doing good right now, when he finds you and he names you and upgrades you to his last name, guess what? He obtains favor from the Lord. Now, remember what the Bible says, that he that finds a wife, it didn't say nothing about he found a girlfriend. I don't know where all this girlfriend, boyfriend, all this stuff, I don't know. You know, we have taken a lot of what our fear. I believe a lot of this stuff is out of fear. Fear of releasing your heart to love. Because, see, one thing about love, love never stops loving. And love does not limit itself. Love is going to love above and beyond what we can imagine or think. And see, I think what it was, you know, people fearful, like, well, you need to take time, get to know that person for you, but you don't know who you marry, and which is true in some aspects. But sometimes, a lot of times, it's based off of fear, fear of opening your heart and allowing love to go forward. And see, love never stops loving. And so we, you know, we put a limit on how we're going to love folk, or when we going to love folk, and how long we going to love folk. And so, you know, we have to be careful about that, that we're not just keeping a person on the string because we're too selfish or want to be in control of how we love that person. Well, love has no limits, and love does not put a time on how long they going to love you. So, again, we're running, getting ready to run out of time. Ms. Sandra, thank you for tuning and logging in today on Legacy Leaver Worldwide. You can connect with me on Twitter at Legacy_Leaver. I'm found on Facebook at Lissandra J. Hardy. Continue to spread the word. Again, let's go over the 5 expectations. Write them down. First of all, what are you expecting today? Again, topic was, you have what you say. So be specific in what you're praying to God about, and then come to him in faith, knowing that he's going to do it according to his word, not according to your flesh and what flesh wants, but according to his word. He connects spirit to spirit. 1, name your expectation. 2, write it down. 3, pray over your expectation with the word of God. Continue to speak it forth. Prepare to receive your great unexpected expectations. I'm expecting to hear some testimonies very soon. I know God is going to move on your behalf. I'm excited with you because 2013, as my apostle said, is the establishment of fatherhood. I believe God is getting ready to show himself like he has never shown himself before, and I want you to get every moment of it. I want you to be in right alignment and right position to get everything God has for you. Miss Sandra loves you. I'm expecting the best for you. Expect the best for yourself. You deserve great love. You deserve to be cherished. You deserve to be highly favored in the Lord. So again, love hard, love strong, and love on purpose. God bless you.